The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Pastor's Podcast. We have been absent on a regular basis for a while, but November the 30th this year, by the grace of God, we'll see a celebration of 30 years of Living Hope. And so I've just felt a burden to make some podcasts. This is going to be one for August, there'll be one for September, one for October, one at the beginning of November, and then there'll be another two or three consecutively leading up to the celebration of Living Hope itself, all by God's grace. Today's podcast, I just want to concentrate on the call of God. When I was about 17, I was reading various scriptures, including 2 Timothy chapter 4, and reading these verses, "In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction." Well, those verses, when I was reading them as a 17-year-old, just really struck me very strongly. And I really had the sense God was calling me to preach his word. Now, at that time, I began to think in terms of perhaps training at somewhere like Spurgeon's and to be a Baptist minister. And that would not have been a bad thing. But one of the first lessons about the call of God is that God calls, but then he must give shape, he must give meaning to the calling. And sometimes we can immediately pick up a framework that we're familiar with, or a tried and trusted route that others have taken within our circle of Christian friends. But it was important to discover God's will. And God was going to provide a shape, and ultimately, coming up to that 30-year celebration, a shape that I had no idea of, a shape that would be very significant and very different to what I'd initially got in my mind. Well, what we need to just look at is, what does Paul actually say? He says, "I give you this charge." It's an expression which perhaps isn't used a great deal today. But what's behind the expression is this sense that this is a responsibility, this is a call, this is something that God is asking you to do. And Paul is saying, I am reinforcing, I'm backing totally what God has said. And the charge was to preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Very important that the charge was to preach the word. Now, at the time, that didn't seem unduly strange. It seemed quite obvious. But of course, today we need to recognize that there are many who are preaching, but not preaching the word. It's very easy to preach your own ideas. It's very easy to start with a scripture and then to stray from a faithful interpretation of it. Preach the word. What should be the hallmark of every true man and woman of God is that the word of God is totally in the center. And as you listen to this, I'm really exhorting you to just look at your ministry, look at your preaching, and to ask the question, is the word of God completely central in what I do. Now, he talks about bringing God's word, which corrects, rebukes, instructs. And that, again, is a very, very important feature, that God's word is not just to be something like entertainment, just something that people can kind of feel soothed by. There is an element of that. But the word of God preached needs to make a distinct difference in the lives of those who hear it. Provocation, challenge. For me personally, one of the great blessings was my wife, who was not my wife when she was praying one day for me about to preach in the open air. As she was praying, God just laid upon her heart 2 Timothy chapter 4, the very verses that I read. Now, one of the reasons why that was particularly significant to me was because I knew God's call on my life was to be a preacher. It might be after a period of training to teach, but essentially it would be to preach the word. And when it came to inviting Elaine to be my wife, which was an enormous privilege when she said yes, I did need to say, look, God has called me to preach the word. So make sure that your wives are familiar with your call. It will make a great difference to their support for you. God bless you.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.